Hello, 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 all my beautiful ladies. Hello, everyone. Welcome to my brand new podcast. Yes, welcome to my brand new podcast. I am so super duper excited, sis, that you are here. I tell God thank you that this podcast is finally coming to life. The dream and the goal and the desire that the Lord had put on my heart, I'm finally deciding, I'm finally obeying the word of God, and I'm starting this podcast. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so excited that you are here. Hold on. And the name of this podcast is called Grace and Growth with Vera. Yes, Grace and Growth with Vera. Why grace and growth? You see, ever since I've been knowing myself, I'm attracted. I'm very much attracted to the word grace. Because in the Bible, it says God's grace is sufficient. God's grace, the word sufficient, it's more than enough. It's everything. God's grace is everything. So I am so attracted to the word grace. And I used to say if I had a girl, I would name my baby girl Grace because I love that grace. The reason I love grace is because the things that I have passed through, it was only by the grace of God that I'm sitting here today to talk to you ladies about it. So the podcast name is from Grace. I mean, Grace and Growth. Why growth? Because we human being, once we are still breathing, once we are still in this world, we are going to be growing, evolving, learning, and growing. Our growing, I believe, our growing stop when we are dead. That's when we stop growing. But once we are still breathing, we are still growing. So, and of course, my name is Vera. I wanted some really unique names, but all the names were taken. This is the one that was not taken because they attached my name to it. So we are going to go with that. And I really love it. And let me tell you guys a little bit about myself. Who is this girl that is starting this podcast? Who is she? Well, like I said, my name is Vera. I am a mother of four amazing boys. Yes, I am a mama boy. Okay. And I am married to the world, wonderful man in the whole world. I am married to my husband. My husband and I, we've been married for 16 plus years. Yes, I can't believe it. I am a millennial. Yes. And also, I'm a what? I'm a tea lover. I love tea. I am obsessed with tea to the point that my kids are becoming obsessed with tea. I am telling you, my kids are becoming obsessed with tea. We drink tea in our house, whether it's summertime, whether it's wintertime. But I think wintertime, our tea drinking, it gets worse. You guys will not believe how many times I buy tea bags, y'all. I buy that tea and I buy my own tea. So let me show you guys a little bit. If you are watching this podcast on YouTube, if you're not listening to it and you are watching on YouTube, well, let me show you the tea that I drink. I love this tea right here. I think it's called Yogurt. It's called Roasted Spicy Dita Tea. I love this particular brand. And my kids use the other tea. They don't like my tea for some reason. They said they don't like it. But also, I want to say recently, I work night shift in a hospital, in a healthcare. I should say not hospital, in a healthcare. And I work night shift. But for some reason, I am not a coffee lover. I don't like coffee. I think coffee tastes really, really bitter. Okay. So anyway, but recently I have been noticing myself drinking coffee. The past 3 days, I've been drinking coffee, and I'm asking myself, what is going on? Am I cheating on my tea? I think I'm cheating on my tea, y'all. Really? But anyway, I don't even think I would call that a coffee drinking, okay? Because if you call a full pack of coffee cream, right, a full packs of coffee cream, and about, I want to say, 7 or 8 packs of sugar, if you call that a coffee, then I guess I'm guilty. Because that's how I drink my tea. I drink my tea with a full packs of coffee cream and 6 to 7 packs of sugar. So, that's my confession. Anyway, on this podcast, you guys gonna be seeing me drinking tea. Like I said, I love tea. Oh, and another thing I didn't mention yet is I am an author. I'm an author. I wrote a book. It's called This Is Why You Are Not Living Your Dream Life, Sis. Yes, we're going to talk about that as we go further in the podcast. Not today. Maybe today or maybe the next one to come. I'm an author. And so let me tell you guys what this podcast is going to be about. Before you make the decision to say, okay, why you should listen to this podcast, let me tell you that. Well, or I should say, maybe I should say what this podcast is going to be about. What is it going to be about? What is the topic? Okay. My podcast is going to be about marriage, motherhood, healing your past struggles, your past wounds. I love using the words your past wounds, and finding me. Okay, finding me, who I am. Okay, why these three major topics, and also the fourth one, which is finding me. Why? Marriage. We're going to start. I want us to start with the past wounds. Because my past wounds is the main reason why this podcast is being birthed. This is the main reason why I feel like it's my calling. God have called me to do this, to start this podcast. Let's start with my childhood, because everything we are going to be talking about is going to be falling under the umbrella of my past. When I was a child, well, I want to use the word child, but not child as you think of, but I was still a child. When I was a teenager or preteen, I should say from preteen to a teenager, I physically, emotionally, and sexually, I was abused. Not once, not twice, but over and over by someone that was dear to the family. And I got pregnant in the process of that. And we ended up doing an abortion because I was a preteen at that time when it took place. And it was not good. That's why we're going to talk about it down the road. And during or after the process of that, I became very depressed, very suicidal. When I mean suicidal, extremely suicidal. I tried different ways that suicidal people think of. But in doing all these things that the enemy was using at that time to click in my head during those time, I thought of a few things, but God kept me alive. And he didn't go through. And I tried cutting my wrists. It didn't work. I tried drinking bleach, which I did that twice, but yet it didn't work. And then when I tried those, it didn't work. I decided, hey, why not you become anorexic? Stop eating. And I would literally put my hand in my throat and puke. And I became really anorexic. And then I developed eating disorder. and I became really interested. So that's the background of who I am, and that's where the podcast birth is from. Because when I grew how should I put this? That's where the podcast is birthing from. Because my childhood bringing, my preteen or my teenager bringing is making me to be who I am today. Because when I reached to the stage of having a kid, first of all, I did not want to have kids whatsoever. Those who knew me back then, they would tell you, my parents, my sisters, my siblings, they would tell you, kids was the least or the last thing on my mind. Okay, kids was the last thing on my mind. I wanted my dogs and cats. I wanted to be a cat lady and a dog. I didn't want nothing to do with relationship. But our plans is completely different from God's plans. Our plans is completely different from the Lord's plan. Anyway, as God could have it, I had my son. And then as God could have it, I ended up getting married. So my child, my upbringing, we are going to be talking about that, because that's what molded me or inspired me to be a different mother, to be a different mother that I am. I am a millennial, okay? So from the experience that I had as a child growing up, how I was brought up, it had inspired me. It gave me a different perspective of motherhood. And we're going to be talking about how, from my point of view, someone who had been in that type of childhood, who had been brought up in that type of environment, being neglected, okay, being seriously neglected, and growing up in that type of lifestyle, we're going to look at people like me, my point of view, how do they raise kids? How do that impact being a mother, if that makes sense? And also, we are going to be talking about how someone who had been in my situation, how do they obtain a home? How do they obtain marriage? How is their marriage life like? What do they experience now that they are grown up and they are married? What happened to them as a child? Is it impacting their marriage life? Is it inspiring for them to live their marriage life differently than their parents did? Or are they living their life after their parents? Are they still repeating the same thing? If that makes sense, I hope this makes sense. So that's what we are going to be talking about. And also, finding me. This podcast is for someone like me who have been through this thing. Now, you are an adult. All throughout this time, you've been finding yourself. You've been trying to figure out, who is she? Who is Vera? She has been through all of this thing. Okay? She has been through childhood, sexual abuse, abortion, and now married, and also have been cheated on, infidelity in the marriage. And how does she handle all of this? In all of this, in the aspect of all of this, who is Vera in the midst of all of this thing? Who is she? Who is she? Like, seriously, who is she? In spite of all this thing that is happening or that have happened to her, who is she? You trying to find your identity. Are you trying to find your identity in human being? Are you trying to find your identity in the world? Or are you trying to find your identity in Christ? That's what we are going to be talking about. And finding your identity is not easy. It's not an easy path. It's a bump and bruises path. And raising kids, having that mindset or experience what you have experienced as a child, as a teenager, it makes you raise kids in a different mind frame. And you see, the thing that with my husband and I, my husband grew up in a really beautiful home, very flawless, beautiful home. He was raised by his both parents, and they loved him with all their hearts. And me, on the other hand, I was raised by my mom and my stepdad, and my upbringing was a different, very, very shocking different one. And having somebody who have gone through what I have gone through, and then having a husband who have never experienced any bad things in life like that, how do these two people cope together? Like, how that type of marriage thrives? And I so can't wait to unfold all of this to you guys. So if you are really interested in learning about this dynamic, if you are really interested in learning about that dynamic, I would really love for you to stay tuned, because like I said, we are going to be talking about that. Raising kids, being married, healing from that trauma, and finding yourself. And in that, how do you find yourself? So I really hope you stick around, because we're going to be talking about God. Like, when I mean God, we're going to be talking about God. We're going to be talking about Jesus, how he held me, how he held me, healed me, showed me what it truly means to be loved with all of my flaws, but yet he still loved me. We're going to be talking about that. So I'm going to be posting video. I'm planning on posting video twice a week. And I want to make Wednesday as a Bible study Wednesday, because I love reading the Word of God. I love it. It keeps me alive. So I'm planning on doing a Bible study on Wednesday. And then on a Saturday, just our regular conversation. That's what I'm planning to do. So, and maybe I might throw an extra day here and there, in there. Okay. If the Lord speaks to me about something that he wants me to talk about, I would definitely throw it in there. It's going to be a bonus during the week. But Wednesday and Saturday is going to be the main day that I'm going to be posting a podcast episode. So if you love this type of content and you want to really learn and dive deep and learn from a real life experience, then sis, you are at the right place. Do this is okay. Hit the subscribe button down below. And please, if you are watching it on YouTube, share this video with your friends and your family. And I know you know somebody who have gone through what I have went through: infidelity, abortion, childhood sexual molestation, and raising kids, never wanted a child, and now being a mother of four kids. How you handle all that? So thank you so much. And also a tea lover. Okay. So I'll see all my beautiful ladies. And I want to say gentlemen, but I'm leaning more towards of ladies. But guys, you guys are welcome too, okay? I'm not going to be that mean and selfish. All my gentlemen are welcome also. So I'll see all of you ladies and gents. I'll see you guys later. Stay blessed. God loves you. Don't give up. Your scarf. What happened to you in the past is definitely not the end of your story. But guess what? It is the beginning of your story.